Mishnah Yomi, we're learning on Maseches Peah. We're in the seventh parak. So Kol Zayis Sheyesh Lo Shem Besada. If you have an olive tree that has a name, that sometimes a human being is a chash of a person, people, it's a well-known individual. So here you have an olive tree that everyone knows about. This olive tree, Afilu Kazayas Hantufa Bishaito. The Mishnah is now going to explain. It's an olive that drips, that it produces a large amount of oil. These olives vishacho, and we're learning laws of shecha, laws of forgetting during the time of the harvest. You forgot to cut some of them. You forgot to pick some of them up. Eino shecha. So this is not called for forgetting. Why? Because you're not going to forget it. Because of its shame, because of its name, because of you thinking about it and its chashivas, so it's not something that you're gonna come back to, and therefore the aniyim cannot have access to it. B'med dvar mamum, so what are we talking about? Bishmo, either the tree itself has a name, people refer to this tree by a specific name. B'masav, through the tree's actions. Or mekomo, or its place. So the Mishnah now explains, Bishmo Shahaya Shifchoni. Everyone calls this tree the Shifchoni tree. This is the tree, the Bartanura says, Shezesav Shochem Shemen Harbe, that its olives drip lots of oil. It produces such a large amount of oil. Everyone calls it the Shifchoni tree. O Beishani, they call it the Beishani tree. The Beishani tree is Shumivayish Kol Shari Lonos. It embarrasses all other trees. Like this tree, compared to all the other trees in the field, in the orchard, is no one compares to this tree. B'masav, or it's just not necessarily that it has a name, but it's just known through its deeds, through its actions. Shu'osa harbe, that it produces so much oil. B'mekomo, or by its location. Shehu omeid b'tzad hagas, it's in a certain location that you know where it is, you're not going to forget it. It's right next to the press. So obviously when it comes to collecting all the olives, you're going to see it, because you're going to bring all the olives to the press, to press the olives. You're not going to forget anything that's there. O b'tzad apirza, or it's near a certain area in the fence, there's a breach in the fence, and you walk through it, and you're going to pass by it. So in such a situation, such a unique type of a tree or situation, if you forget a couple of olives, that's not called shicha, because you're eventually going to remember them. V'shar kol azesim shnayim shicha v'shlosha ein shicha. And then we follow the general rule that we've seen already with other types of produce and wheat and vegetables, that when there's two together, when you have two olives that you forgot to cut or have fallen, you haven't picked up, so that's called shecha. That you have to leave for the aniyim. But if it's three, so that's too much together. That you don't have to leave for the aniyim. That's for the Baal Bais can retain. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't shecha lezesim. And Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that there's never shecha when it comes to olives. So this is very interesting. The Yerushalmi, the Bar Tanur quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rabbi Yossi was talking about the specific time period in Jewish history during the reign of Hadrian, where apparently he had. As we know, he had devastated large parts of the land of Israel, and he'd cut down many, many olive trees. And v'lohaya zeisim mitzuyin, and it was hard to find olive trees and to have olives and to produce oil. And therefore, it's never shikha, because you're never going to forget the olives. The olives are so important; they were so limited, so few, no one would forget them. And therefore, during that unique and unfortunate time period in Jewish history, specifically for olives, there was never halacha of shikha applied to them. Okay, next Mishnah: Zayish shenimsa omeid bein shalosh shuro shoshnei mevanim v'shachu einu shikha.
So here the Mefarshim try to explain exactly what the case is here. That basically the situation is that it's hard to find this tree. This tree is sort of hidden. There's rows of olives trees, and there seems like the way the Bar Tanur understands the case, there's these as we've seen previously in the Mishnayos, there's rectangular basins that you're maybe growing some wheat. And you have an olive tree that's sort of like all the way in the middle, and it's compared to a case that we saw previously of where it's not going to be shicha, where you have let's say sheaves on the ground of wheat, and it got covered up by something else, or the aniyim were sort of standing, and you weren't able to see it because all the aniyim were gathering in your field, getting ready to collect the shicha or the leket or the peah. So it's not shicha if you can't see it. It's only shicha if you literally forgot it. You were harvesting the tree, and you yourself. Saw things were there, but you forgot it. You left some there, you left some on the ground. But here you never saw it. So it's not called shicha. Continues the Mishnah. Zai sheyesh bo sasai mishacho in a shicha. Similarly, we've seen this also. If you have a double saw, two saw, a volume of produce, so here of olives on a tree, and you skipped it over, that since it's such a significant amount, that's not called shicha. This is all talking about that you didn't forget to work on the tree. But if you started working on the tree and then you forgot about it, your attention was elsewhere and you went to another tree. So even though there's a large amount that's left, but since you were working on that tree and you forgot it, so you have to leave it for the aniyim. And then it says kol zman sheyeshlo tachtav yeshlo barosho. Then interestingly, any time that there are still olives lower down on the tree or even on the ground that you're collecting, so even if you at some point were working on the tree and there's some olives on top and you forgot them, but since you're still working now on the olives down below, so you're going to be looking up at some point, you're going to see the olives, there's still a few olives left up on the tree, and therefore that's not shecha. And Remeir Omer, Mishetelech HaMachavei. And Remeir says that even in a situation where there's no olives on the ground, but if you're still working the tree, the machaveh was either the worker whose job was to shake the tree or had some sort of instrument to knock the olives down. If you're still in the process of working that tree, so again, for olives specifically, that's not called shicha. And one last Mishnah, Ezu peret. What is peret? So peret is similar to leket, things that fall, but this is for peret is for grapes that fall. So what's the situation of peret that has to be left for aniyim? Hanoshir b'shash absira, anything that falls off at the time of the harvest, the time that you're gathering the grapes from the vine, that which falls off, that has to be left for the aniyim. Haya botzir eketz es eshko has husbach ba'olim and nafal miyadul aras v'nifrad harihu shal ba'al bayis. But it's only if it drops naturally. Let's say you're cutting a cluster of grapes, and all of a sudden it got stuck in the tree. We saw a case earlier, something like, let's say a thorn sort of hit your hand, and all of a sudden you drop something because of the thorn. It's caused to release what you're holding. That's not called shicha because that's unnatural. That wasn't with intent. That wasn't your fault. If something got stuck in the tree, and you're trying to grab it out, and things fell off. So that would not be a peret in this case. That would not be left for the aniyim. And then the Mishnah concludes, this you cannot do. Hamaniyaches akalkula tachas hagefen b'shashu botzer hariz egoz aniyim. What you cannot do is you can't put a whole basket underneath your vine, and as you're cutting the grapes down, if some drop, they fall into the basket and you retain that. Because that circumvents the entire halacha. The entire halacha is that, no, when you're cutting, if you drop, so that's be left for the aniyim. You can't play games and put a basket in there and say, no, it's not for the aniyim, it's for me. Well, then, and Mishnah says that a person who does such a thing, alzen nemar al tasek vul olam. We saw this pasuk in Mishlei with in other areas of you can't compromise what the aniyim are supposed to receive. The olam are either the laws of the Olei Mitzrayim, those left Egypt and were given these halachas. Well, the olim is a nice way of saying people who really go down, people who are poor, people who are in need. So you're not, if this is due to them, this is how they survive, this is what they live off, and they know that during the harvest of the grapes, or some are going to fall, and that the Torah's mandates that has to be left for them. If you're going to put a basket there to collect everything that falls, they're never going to get anything, so that is not allowed.